Zachary to Vidwe, which is Oisman. So, right, so, you know, the way I like to do these things is, sorry, one second. You have to try and approach this like with a blank slate, you know, forgetting everything we've known from other Sfarim or other Shurim training. Just figure out from what we've seen in our beginning, so finally, so say, what is Vidui? As I've said, he mentions it a couple of times throughout in different contexts. Here, he says Vidui. Vidui is one of the three things, which the three Ikrim, as he says, are the basic Shuvah, Ein Shuvah, Rishvash Eila, the Azivas Achet, and the Charota. And the Vidui. So let's see what he says about this Vidui. How about some of the 14th week? The Vidui. Shanema Visvade Asher Chotodeo. If you're done in a veil, you have to do Misvade on your head. That's basically it. Okay, in Kaiser, Vishal of the Hasgir Avainoi, Savva Avaina Savai. So when you see Vidui, don't only mention your own Chatoim, your own Aveir, you should also mention your fathers, I guess, I don't know if it means fathers or ancestors in general, I don't know. Why do you have to mention Nechatoyim when you're saying Vidui? Because you would be punished for them. If you would continue in the palace and carry on the virus, which they did, then when you get punished, you would get punished for them as well.
But that's strange, is why you're saying Vidui if you've already, let's say, stopped all that stuff. And you're not
right, so you're saying that the part that. Well, alright, let's just finish then. Sentence one second. Alright, so the only thing you have to say about Vidui is this point. When you say Vidui, make sure that you say Vidui on the Avayos which you're continuing along this strong path. Make sure you say Vidui not only for yourself and the fact that they also. That's what we say. But we say when we say Vidui, Nachnu Vavisvei Nochatono. So he says why as well, because you would have been. Do you know why? Because if you would be punished for that. So therefore, to
you would be punished for that if you had continued on the way.
Right, let's say something you've done that Avayos. Alright, it's alright, someone's doing Shuvah, you've done that Avayos now. Right, so you've done that Avayos which this person's father or forefathers have done this Avayos, and he's carrying on and he's done this Avayos as well. So now he wants to come and do Shuvah. So don't only do Shuvah on, don't only mention the Vidui that you're
that's understandable.
That's what
the variant is.
I'm going
to do a couple of
hours
of it. A different
one. Completely different. Yeah, if it's an Aveo which they didn't do on Achami, right, then. I mean, the truth is, you raise an interesting point. Truth is, the Machlokes in the Gemara, if you have to, when you say video, you have to mention each Aveo you run specifically, or you just say a general, like we said, right, so he mentioned before. We had before, you mentioned that that you should know each other. You should know, go and do a cheshvan nefesh, know each other. When you do vidui, you should know each one. So you ask it. So what it says here, your hoy nene shalei, I mean, it's from dafka the ones which you're carrying on, or are you saying to all of them? I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point. But whenever he says why, because you would be punished. And since you would be punished, that's the reason to do vidui. So what does that even mean? Well, obviously, the Zivas Chet and the Chorot is not Shaykh if you do the way yourself. It's in the Vidui, which is part of the Shuvah. So, what do we know about the Vidui? I mean, there's a few things we have to try and figure out here. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to have anything to say about them, but what a few questions we have to ask ourselves. First of all, if the Vidui is one of the three main Ikrim, three main parts of Shuvah, so why is he wait over here till almost to the end of the Shah? Mm-hmm. He starts off with the first two, Aziv Charota and Aziv Esachem, so that's the first two. And then Yogun, which is also very important, and all the others, and he goes off now to all sorts of more what we'd call the Zaitika things, you know, not so central to the Shuvah. And then all of a sudden he throws in here two lines, you have to do Shuvah, so why did he wait here? That's number one. Another thing we're trying to figure out is what exactly is this video? He doesn't give any explanation really, why you have to do Vidui, how it works, or the only thing he gives us is a bit of this cryptic, this little idea here, make sure you do Vidui on your Avayna Vesa as well. So what do we know about Vidui? That's something I'm going to try and maybe put together a few level pieces here. We know vidui is part of, not only is it part of the trouble, it's part of the process of being matar. We saw that the other day when it talks about being tevil with sheretz viyadoi, he says the tefillah, the tshuva, doing the ziwas achet and the doing the chalata and the and vidui and tefillah, that's all part of like going into the mikveh, being matar yourself from the chet. So it's part of the process of cleansing yourself. And it seems to getting rid of the stain of the aveira is through the chalata and the yoven and the vidui. Yeah, now we've seen in the past also that he says the point of repasnet nenash for his aveiras is because it's because the oynish is to cleanse the neshama also. The oynish is not simply just a punishment for doing something wrong. The person who's done an aveira has affected his neshama. He's badly, he's sullied the dobro, and the way to the oynish which we receive is the way to fix that. Right, oynish is somehow cleanses the neshama.
It's like a misnomer. It's like the word doesn't mean that ever in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's operation. It's a process to help you. It's always a process to help you. So in English it sounds like somebody's being vindictive.
Yeah. So we did see once near the beginning somewhere he used the expression that when you're doing a veil there's I don't know exactly all the way knocking the shilling. He's got like three expressions, so we're not sure then exactly what they all mean. He says there's shilling, that's being payment for the aveira, and there's knock-on. He says there's also, I don't know what that means, we normally translate that as revenge or something. So we're not sure what exactly all these different things were. I don't remember where it was now exactly. So I don't know, but there's definitely what he seems to stress more than anything else was this idea. Right? He says that's how tshuva helps to get rid of punishment, because the punishment is just to cleanse you, and if you manage to cleanse yourself to the tshuva, that's very good, you save yourself the punishment. And we've seen a couple of times also there are aveiras which even after tshuva still, and so we explain this later on in Shaar Beis or Gimel, he says the way he explains it there is that even after you've done tshuva, there still remains some sort of lichlo, some sort of reishim on the neshama. So that, yeah, it's such a strong reishim, tshuva itself is not enough to get rid of this reishim. Okay, so that's what he seems to be saying here as well. You think you're going to get punished for it, these aveiras. So what does that mean, you're going to get punished for it? It seems an aveira which is hereditary part of the family, that affects the person more. Right, that makes more of a mark, and it's more ingrained in the person. Yeah. I don't know, I'm not sure exactly when that should be. That's what it looks like you're saying. If a person is going to get punished, again, at first glance, it's a bit strange. Why? Just because parents did it, you should get punished more. So perhaps that's the idea. It's that an aveil which is being chutam eshulash, may not take, it's been passed down from generations, that's much more ingrained in the person, it's much harder to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's much harder to get rid of that, the stain of that vera. And so understand that the vidui, and vidui is part of the process of cleansing it, so the vidui has to go on it as well. So I'm not exactly sure how the vidui helps.
It's a beautiful, beautiful moshav brought from Rabbi Hamadi. He was a student chaplain in Michigan in the winter. He was looking out the window he was looking down the street. Very, a lot of hail and snow and mush, very sleety, and the streets are full of horrible dark stuff. And the cars were filthy. And he looked out when he saw a huge line of cars all. So it was a traffic jam, and he said, no, I could see it's a long line of cars, and they're waiting to go into a car wash. So what's the point of that? They go into the car wash, they come right outside, and within seconds, that was it. Why? Because if you don't do it, it gets ingrained, and they can never get it off.
Yeah.
Very powerful. The ears, it's actually on this topic, that's what I started remembering it. It's the rubber that's down in the gill. I can't remember his name. So, some of it's not commentator, Jacobus.
Oh, no, Jacobus, yeah.
Do you know?
I know of him, yeah.
So, that says much.
Okay, oh, very good. Okay, so we've also seen about the vidui. He mentioned before that vidui goes together with chalata. He brought the pasuk from Moida v'Oizak Yochan. Moida means, he said, well, it means vidui, but it means vidui and chalata. Because hamischoi, which way around did he say that? He said, someone who is saying vidui is obviously mischoy. He's obviously having regret. So we see that sort of vidui. Vidui is just next. You know, obviously, I've said many times, it's saying what you've done. It's saying that you've done it and you regret it. You're saying it in a way which shows that you regret what you've done. You're coming to Hashem, to Dabbat, to supplicate, the supplication, with an embarrassment almost, saying, oh, I've done this, I've done that. You're coming, you're admitting, it's more than admitting what you've done, right? It's more than admitting what you've done, which that sort of thing comes, involves obviously chalata. Someone who's not regretting what you've done, don't see anything wrong with it even, then obviously you're not. What are you admitting to? The fact you're admitting you've done something wrong, that's part of chalata, or it comes together with chalata. We saw one time, maybe later in the brackets here, he brings it, seems to go together with tefillah. I mean, that's what we do when we say vidui. Mm-hmm. We ask Hashem to forgive us. Mm-hmm. Honor Hashem, chatasi, we honor Hashem. Please forgive me for the avera I did, for this avera, that avera, the other avera. So we do it almost the other hand. A vidui is just part of the tefillah even. So our kaponim definitely seem to go together somehow. Interesting. That's definitely, we see our kaponim that the vidui is not just obviously just saying the avera you've done. It's part of the chalata, asking Hashem to forgive you. Okay, why he waits for here to say it and he didn't say it before, I don't know. Why he doesn't explain it. It could be he's just, I don't know, we're assuming that he's going in order of the more important ikrim and then the other ikrim, so maybe that's not true. Especially we said that the day yesterday, on Monday, and then last week, tefillah also could very well be is ma'akiv. Right, you have to do tefillah as well, he seems to be saying it. Tefillah will be. And he waited for that till here as well. What, actually one after the other, tefillah, the video, and then tefillah. So it seems that it looks like he's not going in the order of necessity, right. Starting off with the most important thing. He looks like it seems to be more of the type of ikka you have to do. He starts off with the most intrinsic ikka, the fact you're regretting what you've done, and you're feeling sad, and you're on all the various emotions, and then he's continuing off, working outwards almost to the person. Then there's certain actions you have to do. There's the feelings, then there's the actions, and now he's going through also a sort of dibble, vidu and tefillah. Yeah. In other words, it's not necessarily, it seems they're not necessarily in order of importance.
It's a sequence.
Sequence.
Yes. So I remember learning somewhere that minimum vidu is when you say
we'll start, let's see all these brackets now. So he brings it from Tfus Rishon at the bottom of the start of the sign, and the bottom in the little writing it says Tfus Rishon. Mm-hmm. And really all the other ones have looked in here, none of the other ones have this edition. So he has it, and he found it, and he says, Sasloy Mesa. I want to see a bit more of that. Mm-hmm. Samsloy, I think the majority of the sign, this is the only one I've seen who has this edition. So we'll go through it, and we'll see if we can have any pointers, if it really fits in with what we've seen so far on Binyana or not. So we're going to find some things do fit in very well with what we've seen, and one or two things might be a bit more difficult. So let's see. It would be more. Personally, I'd like it more if it was from a Binyana, because at least he's saying something more about vidui. Mm-hmm. The way we have it, so just with the first bit, doesn't really say anything at all. The only thing he says is, make sure you do vidui for your father's sins. Okay, that was a bit strange. Okay, let's see. Vesheya olav asholim. Vesheya. Som kol darkei tshuva chelik. When he talks about tshuva, he divides it into two parts. First, he talks about all the parts of tshuva. In one. And then, Akakach Svama Chenik Hasheni, and in the second part, second section by itself, Hatshuva Vevidei Utfila. again, he puts the video and tefillin together, there's a tshuva, and then there's the added to the tshuva, the video and tefillin, and that's in a separate part, besides for the tshuva itself. Shenema, where do you say Shenema? Tshuva Yisroel Ad Hashem Elokecha Kichashalta V'necho. Wait, that's normal tshuva. Turn to Hashem, for you have stumbled with your avegas. Okay, and the very next pasuk carries on, and it says, Achkin Amar, Kuchu Imachem Dvarim V'shuvu Ad Hashem. It says again, what do you mean? And the next pasuk again, Chuy Mochem Dvarim V'Shuvu Ad Hashem. So he's saying the second pasuk is saying a different type of tshuva, or a tshuva with Chuy Mochem Dvarim V'Shuvu Ad Hashem. What's Chuy Mochem Dvarim? Chuy Mochem Dvarim, he's saying is a vidui. Vidui and tefillah, which is why he brings this pasuk later on with tefillah, which we saw already. He explained this whole pasuk. Chuy Mochem Dvarim, he said that means vidui. And the end of the pasuk. She didn't bring here. He carries on. Kol Mochem Veshuvu Hashem. What was that? Kol Mochem Dvarim Veshuvu Hashem. Imru Eilov Kotis Avin Kaftoiv. He said there. Kol Mochem Dvarim is a vidui, and Imru Eilov is tefillah. That's good. That's he saying it again. He's saying he had that. There's tshuva, but then there's another stage, I don't know, it's interesting. Another stage of tshuva, of the tshuva together with vidui and tefillah. And also what I mean, what does it mean? It's two types, two parts of the tshuva. I mean, there's a tshuva without the vidui and there's a tshuva with the vidui. And Stanley is bringing from here, that you see from here as well, you have to have vidui as well, and maybe tefillah as well. The way he set it out is that, you know, there's dividing the tshuva into two. There's the tshuva of pre-vidui and the tshuva of post-vidui. So again, I don't understand exactly what the point is trying to say with that. Okay, so, and it brings again a few psukim like this. Venema brings some Yishai this time. Yazei v'rosho darkoi v'ish oven machshav v'isov. So that's what? That's the tshuva. And then v'yashu yivad Hashem. So what's he saying again? V'yashu yivad Hashem. He said already. Yazei v'rosho darkoi. That's the Chayyid Shom. And then Yoshev Hashem. So he says, Pirush, Yoshev, and it says at the end of the Pasuk, Yoshev Hashem, that's referring to a tshuva with vidui tefillah. Again, he's calling it a not just vidui tefillah, it's a tshuva of vidui tefillah. It's a tshuva without vidui, and it's a tshuva with vidui. Vidui itself is a type of tshuva, which after you've stopped being a various, you know, tshuva, now there's again another stage, another stage of tshuva with vidui and tefillah. This part doesn't really seem to fit with Rabbeinu Yonah we've seen till now. So if you remember again, right from the beginning when he spoke about that Ziva Sachet and Chalata, he explained this pasuk there to say that a Rosha, you have to first do the Ziva Sachet and then the Chalata. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you can't start doing Chalata while you're doing a Viga. So he said that's from the pasuk. Yaziv Rosha Darkoi Bishav and Mashavis was referring to the Ziva Sachet part. And then, after you've done the Ziva Sachet, he says the Yoshev and Hashem. Then you can do the Chalata. That's how I explained there. So the whole thing is going on and all. Forget the first part of the pasuk. It doesn't mean that they really did the tshuva. The first part of the pasuk is Ziva Sachet. The Yoshev and Hashem means Chalata. He is explaining differently, it looks like. He is saying, Yazir Rosh Adar, Koi Rishon, Oven Machshav V'Yisov is the whole tshuva. It's tshuva. And then, after that, the Yoshev and Hashem add on to that the vidui and the thing, a different second stage of tshuva. So, I don't know, that doesn't seem to fit with where he explained the pasuk over there.
Maybe that's why he missed out. You know, the story, maybe that's why he...
Right, so if it's not Rabbeinu himself, if it was someone else, some other addition, that would be okay. If it is Rabbeinu Yonah, then that would be a problem. That would be a bit of a steer. And a third pasuk, he brings the same thing. Yoyel v'nei makilu levavchem v'al begdeichem v'shuv v'al Hashem. Again, every time when it says, after you've done, it says, talking about returning to Hashem, at the end of the pasuk, he explains it to mean, it's referring to the tshuva of vidui and tefillah. So again, each time he mentions the vidui and tefillah together, as he said, it seems to be connected.
Yeah.